exorcism. Get out. Stop dragging your feet through my veins. Stop tripping over the flower pots full of heart's ease at my elbow. Stop sitting and sighing in my living room. I live there. Stop mumbling your answers. Stop hanging around with nothing to say. Stop leaving your door open all the time. Stop hanging on. Give up. Die. Let yourself be pulled through the fire. If you come out of it, you will know how it is really to die, and how then to be passionate for life, how to be hungry to move, to never stand still, to speak without mumbling. You exist by my pity. You want to remind me that you don't have what you want. You wait, hoping that I will give you some answers, will melt away your panic about life, will put my energy in you to keep you going, will reassure you that you are noble for suffering. But I will not. I will shake you angrily to make you see movement. I will shout at you to hurt your eardrums and make you remember pain, the first sensation of living. I will slam your sloppy open door and scold you for your messy habits. I will wake you up when you want to sleep, typing or playing music, and I will ignore you when you want to be awake. I will find love defiantly to show you it exists only when you are not pining. I will point to my scars constantly and remind you that they are what wake me up and renew my desire to live. I will wish and pine and long for my own goals, but show you those feelings are only beautiful when backed up by spunk and willpower and the drive and the energy to explore everywhere, to look for beauty in each motion. And I will even endure you. Will not send you away from my house. Will try to find some beauty in your ridiculous life. Will not throw you out in the world as you deserve to be, you slug who crawls on my damp sidewalks without even a shell. You broken jellyfish who gives swimmers a rash. You poor, sad poet with nothing to say, without even the energy to lead your own life with any style.